Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. We are live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Believe it or not, I think it's September 1st. Could you imagine 2023? It's the first day of September. This is crazy. And we are here after hurricanes. This is a first. We are here after hurricanes on both coasts. Back-to-back hurricanes. That's crazy. We're usually back-to-back bookends as far as on this radio show. I am here on the Atlantic side, Jean-Luc is over on the Pacific side, and Jean-Luc originally comes from France. But we met as he was a customer of ours. We started Building Fortunes Radio. He was looking for ways to build his business. I suggested we do some radio shows, became friends ever since, and we've been doing these kinds of shows on whether it's business or politics or the environment, that we're talking about nutrition, or we're talking about a whole bunch of other things. But we've been here ever since, and it was, I don't know, it's been a number of years. I know we're up to 350 plus radio shows, and if you do 60, that with one radio 60, show every week,
360 tonight.
360, holy gosh. So anyway, so up to 360 somewhat radio shows. That's crazy. So that means we've been doing this for a minute. And as a result of that, we're usually here all the time, barring any holidays or heart transplants or whatever the hell might get in the way. That's somewhat serious. You know, Jean-Luc had a heart transplant 2 or 3 years ago, just before COVID. And the neat thing is that he will outlive this radio show. I don't know how to say it any other way. His heart is going to outlive this radio show. So the cool thing is that we are here. We're going to talk about whatever he's going to talk about. But today I was just on time for the radio show segment, and he had mentioned the topic that we're going to be talking about. And I know that due to the nature of the conversation of this is going to be pretty deep and probably raise a few conspiracies as we go along, but I'm all in on this one because this is going to be probably a pretty heavy conversation is what I'm getting to. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. Like I said, 360 radio show, my half is on this radio show. You know that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. 360 radio show.
Yeah, what'd they do with your old one? What'd they do with your old heart? Do you get a chance to, like, bring it home? Or do they, like, just, like, throw it in the garbage
can? I don't know. Maybe they give to the dog. I don't know.
Yeah, they just cook it up and give it to the rats over in San Francisco. What do they do?
Say, maybe. I don't know exactly what they do. You're right. We have the worst hurricane we have never had in this state. We have Hillary. Hurricane, you know?
It's a good name for a bad hurricane. It's a good name for a bad hurricane.
Exactly. This name sounds something bad. Anyway, tonight we are talking about what happened in Maui, in I think we pronounce Lahaina.
Lahaina.
We have a double dot on the I. Lahaina. I hear people pronouncing
it
this way.
We can call it the Maui fires just for your accent purposes.
No, it's not my accent. People pronounce
I know. It's a tough word, Lahaina.
Yeah, it's a tough word. But tough word can be pronounced correctly. Lahaina.
That's true.
I listen to people how to pronounce American people, how they pronounce that. They say this way. I pronounce the same way, you know. And you have accent even in this country for people who born in this country. You have the New Yorker accent, and you have the Texas accent, and you have the Chinese accent, and the big cheese,
right.
Ping pong like this. And yep. You have different accents. Even in France, you have different accents. You do, you go on the north and south, they speak like this. And they have an accent, he pronounced, he like singing. See? You have different accents everywhere. And in
okay,
this country,
like,
they're speaking.
That's true.
You
that's
don't
true.
Have too much accent, Peter.
I'm okay. You know, I grew up in New York, and you would think I would have a deeper accent, but the reality was is I guess I traveled a lot inside the United States, and I don't know if that made any difference, but I
yeah,
lived in the Midwest for a while, you know, and I just never really had the New York thing twang. So, but anyway, so let's move on to your topic, because that's way more important or way more interesting than my making fun of your accent or you making fun of my accent or whatever. But it's like my mother-in-law used to use she used to say Caesars. So she was Hispanic. She was born in Puerto Rico. And so now it's Caesars. That's what she said. I said Caesars or Caesars. So anyway, so back to you. So let's talk about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, go ahead.
And let's talk about this topic, because this is a pretty deep one. I have my own opinions on this based on some of the things that I've observed. But back to you.
I observe many things. I read some stuff. I watch some video. I sent you one video. I don't know if you listened to it.
I did.
It's a guy.
Yep.
And different video. And I was wondering what this... government power now in this country hiding in Maui, because this fire is not something just simple. Many you have different theory of what can happen, but what we can say for sure is you have something in to be hidden, because they put a 6 feet high black fence all around this area. Have you noticed that, Peter? Have you seen something like this?
Yeah, I don't know how high it was, but I heard they put a black fence around to try to make sure that the dust wasn't blowing all over the place because it's high wind.
It's pretty simple.
That was the excuse.
You see a guy walking on this fence. And he have his hand high. When you put your hand like this, if you have a not a big guy but just a average guy, you put your hand like this, you reach around 2 meters, 2.20 meters, depending on your size. 2 meters is you multiply by 3 is 6 feet. 6 feet, around 6 feet or a little more high. And they put if you put a fence around something for people not to go in this area, you put a chicken wire fence. But this fence is made a black, I don't know what is the material exactly, but you cannot see through. And some guy tried to make a video with his car, and at one point he stopped by, and the National Guard was here chasing him and say you have no right to take a video. Why the government is hiding? Okay. We know you have many people who die. We know you have many children who die. And some number is between 500 to 1,000 of children are missing. And many people burn alive. This, like you say, is a hard topic because people burning alive is something very horrible. And when it's kids, and it's even worse. And when you see the guy who was responsible for that, he said, no, we stop the, you see the alarm. I don't know if you use this word in English, siren?
Right.
You use it?
Yeah, the sirens.
Siren. You say siren. Okay, we say siren in French. Siren. they didn't use the siren because at one point he said they use only when you have a tsunami or something like this. And some people say, what? You can use a siren even if you have fire, or if you have a hurricane, if you have anything, the siren need to be used. But here they would shut down. And the guy say, yeah, I am proud of what I have done, not to use a siren. The siren was not used.
So for those people that are familiar with that, the tsunami sirens, because Hawaii is in the middle of an ocean, gets a lot of tidal waves, so they have all these buoys. I don't know, they said there's hundreds, if not 40 buoys, of basically being able to monitor the ocean. And when a siren would go off, that was supposed to be like, hey, there's a tsunami, so what do? You don't run down to the beach to take pictures. You climb up to the mountains to get as high as you possibly can. And what he was, the guy who basically tried to defend himself said, was if we sounded the tsunami sirens, people would run up the mountain where the fire was, and we would, you know, they might destroy themselves because they ran up, they thought there was a wave, and they would run up the mountain into the fire or wherever the fire was going, and they would all get killed. So it was an error of judgment. Basically, I think, is what he was saying, no, you can't do it because of that protocol. But, of course, you dig in, and I'll comment on some of the things you're referencing, but just to explain for some of the people that might not have been paying attention or knowing what this is, there was multiple challenges with this. So you mentioned...
Yeah, because you have the siren on one side, but this didn't make any sense because when you are anywhere in France or here, when you have a fire somewhere, you put the siren and people know you have something, at least something is not normal, something they need to take care of. Now, the siren was one thing, but also they block the road and to escape this area. The road was blocked and then people was asking to return when the fire was. They turn off the water supply, and they call off the fire department. It's many, many, many things who happen in the same time. And all after that, after this fire have been burned all this area, now you have people have been evicted because you have some promoter who want to buy the land and. Many, many things are questionable.
Yeah, so can I throw in a couple of comments while you're adding to these things? Okay, so I'm going to, unfortunately, I'm a business person, so I have a tendency of looking at things through my business person's view. And I know, and for me, it was always like when I was running branches or divisions or the area for Electrolux, I had 96 different offices, so I had plenty of opportunities to be able to experience different, like mini micro experiments, if you will, on branches and stuff like that. So if you put somebody of incompetence in a leadership position, you would not be surprised that they fail miserably in many ways, unimaginably, in times of pressure and in times of where competence is necessary. So I'm going to use as an example of one I just heard yesterday. So many of you are familiar with Rudy Giuliani, and I don't know what your opinion is if you're listening in of Rudy Giuliani, but he was the mayor of New York City. Like many other millions of people, I'm going to compliment people in the Northeast and especially specifically in New York, especially then I'm micromanaging this down to the city. These are some of the brightest, sharpest, most on top of things people you will ever meet because it's super duper competitive and somebody's always trying to get your position and you're always challenged in so many different ways. And it's very aggressive, and that's why New York city people specifically, Manhattan specifically city people, or the borough city, Brooklyn, Queens, stuff like that, have a tendency of being, especially even the girls, because they have to deal with men, they are some of the sharpest people ever meet. So Rudy Giuliani ran the city, and I heard that he was, they were shutting down fire departments. So this is somewhat relevant to this fire issue that we're referencing. So they're shutting down, Mayor Dinkins, by the way, he's a black guy. Not that black guy doesn't mean anything, but Dinkins was the first, or one of the first black mayors in New York City. And I'm going to sound racist, but he was unqualified. He never did anything, like never was qualified to do anything like that. And Dinkins came in and weakened New York City. He did some stupid stuff. He started shutting down fire departments. Said, we don't need as many of these things. And when you're in a fire, oh, by the way, I got to give Rudy Giuliani, he does have a YouTube channel. So if you go to YouTube and you type in Rudy W. Giuliani, you'll be able to hear his weekly, or I'm sorry, I think he does it almost daily, or weekdays, his podcast. And you can then witness some of the things that I'm referencing relative to his ability to be. But anyway, so back to the fire department. So they were shutting down fire departments, and the problem with
they
the fire...
They also shut down the defund the police, too.
Yeah, they defunded a whole bunch of stuff. They shut down the fire departments, and if you're shutting down a fire department, and especially if you're in a congested place like New York, you know, if you have a fire department three blocks away from you, they can get to your house or your business pretty quick. If you say, okay, we're going to shut down the one over here, we're going to go to the one 2 miles away or a mile away, it takes a significant amount of time to drive a mile down a city block. And that mile or two can mean the difference between life and death, especially in New York. Can mean the difference between life and death. And there were people that were dying. So when Rudy Giuliani took over, the first thing he did was he reopened up all the fire departments, and they said to him, well, you can't, because they're sitting there idle, they're not being used all the time, blah, blah, it's too much money. So he made them all EMTs, which is basically made a fireman also like an emergency medical guy or gal. And in essence, he repurposed them. So this is what a sharp, bright, talented person who's looking outside the box and said, how do we figure this stuff out and how do we improve this stuff? And then that's why your fire department guy can do CPR and he can do a whole bunch of other stuff and save your life. So it actually became better. And he had to get agreement with the
fire. Yeah, because then also when you have an accident and they save people and,
Yeah, you know, they're going to make sure you don't...
What happened is... You have basically two kinds of people, you know. You have people who cannot do something, everything is a stop, and you have the people who think solution. Say solution. Okay, we have this problem, and what is the solution? A long time ago, I said when I was a kid, I was thinking, I never changed my thinking. I say, if I have a problem now, is because I have not found the solution yet. But I always look for, you have a problem, what is the solution? And some people, you have a problem, and it's a stop, and they can do nothing. Okay, let's continue.
So I kind of got into a tangent, but I was using a specific example about Giuliani. But here was my point. Giuliani was sharp, bright, competent, leader. He could do stuff. He got shit done, and he was creative, and he had to deal with all that sort of stuff. A lot of the politicians that are in Hawaii, or a lot of the leaders, quote-unquote, the people that held position, the title holders, they were never part of the thing that they were supposed to be able to deal with. I'm going to use another example and go back to New York. In New York City, do you realize this? The fire department commissioner has never been a firefighter? I think it's a she. She's never been a fireman or firewoman. How in the world can you be the commissioner of the fire department if you've never been a fireman? Like, you should have to be a fireman for 20 years, an exceptional one, to be the commissioner. But not in a democratic society, Democrats specifically. So a lot of the firemen basically in New York are asking to be demoted because they can't deal with the incompetent decisions that this person is actually giving them. Now, that's what they do in New York. They say, screw you. I'm not going to be a chief. Get me, demote me. Demote me. You'll still pay me, you know, because they're union, but demote me. And because they can't deal with incompetence. So I'm going back to Hawaii now. So in Hawaii,
I want to add something. It's very, very difficult for someone who is competent on something to work with stupidity or to deal with stupidity around. I have difficulty myself with too many stupid people. This is very difficult. Yeah, I'll let you continue.
So I'm going to finish my part and let you continue. Uh-huh. But I think a lot of the problems that we had in Hawaii were incompetent or unprepared people that were in leadership positions that had to perform when it was necessary to perform. And unfortunately, it killed people. And it killed a lot of people. And it killed a lot of children. And it's beyond anything that anyone could ever imagine or measure. And then there's opportunists, because the opportunists are going to come and say, well, I wanted that land anyway. You know, this is perfect. It's just like COVID. Like, I wanted that land anyway. So I'll let you finish. But I think it's a combination of incompetence, conspiracy, and selfishness in many of the stories that you're going to tell. So go ahead.
As today is still missing around 1,100 or 1,200 people, mainly children. And like some number I was reading, like I say, it's between 500 or maybe 1,000 children who have been burned alive. And also some have been also people to escape the fire have been on the ocean. And some people drowned on the ocean, and I think you have 160 corpses who have been ashore. And this is horrible stuff because, like you say, incompetence. But we have incompetence in this country at the higher level of the to look who runs this country. You say we have incompetence at the head of this political the chief of the government here. You have incompetence at I have difficulty to think in English tonight. You have incompetence as a congressman and all of these, both sides. The incompetence is not only in Republican or Democrat, but I think we find more on the Democrat side because they didn't value the competence of someone, the value of their political correctness and what print today. Now, many people who are stupid people, who are incompetent people, like to have some power, you know. Many times I say a little brain and a little power and you have a big problem because these people, they don't use their mind. They don't use their thinking to solve a problem or to help someone. They like to have some power. Now back to Liana, you have no possibility to take some photo. No reporter allowing in this area. No drone, nothing. Why the government have to hide in this area? Why? No reporter can go in this area and take a photo or do their own business, you know. Also, you have a foreign police car who stop people to go to look and foreign police car. Police car is okay, but foreign police car. Why? Where this police car are from, and why is it stop people to investigate? You know, in this country, you have many even who have been like this one. You see, where we are not allowed to ask questions. And part of this event was 9/11 example, Sandy Hook, Boston Marathon, Cowan, Texas, Oklahoma City, and now Laina. But in many other events like this, you are not allowed to ask questions or to investigate deeper the pipeline in the German and Russia pipeline blown by the U.S. Okay. No question, no investigation, nothing like this. And many of these events, like 9/11, people die. How many people die in 9/11? I don't remember the number. Do you have it, Peter?
No, but there were something between 3,000 and 4,000.
Yeah. I don't have the exact number, but it was something like this. And we are not... don't ask questions and go with the narrative. And what do they do in 9/11? They destroy the evidence rapidly because they don't want people to know. And apparently in this fire, they are doing the same thing. Because even if you have a fire, you have possibility to know how this fire starts and what happened. Now, it looks like a FEMA camp, you know. They are surrounding all this area with a big fence and no people can even see through. And it's pretty strange because to stop people to see even through a fence, have you seen that in this country, Peter? Because you live in this country. I live for 26 years now. I never saw that here. Have you seen something like this?
No. Well, No, I've never seen anything like these fires and the cover-up that they're doing with the fires. But I know that they've used those kinds of fences before to, you know, in construction sites and stuff like that, to be able to keep people out or dust in or stuff like that, stuff for blowing all over the place.
On the construction site, this makes sense because you have a dust and you have many things and they stop the dust and they are building something. But when you have a fire, basically you don't have too much stuff left. And why they surround all of this? Why I ask you the question? Because you're born in this country, not me. And I ask you if you have seen something equivalent to this one in this country. When you have thousands of people who are burned alive, including kids. And when you have this total coverage by the government, not allowing to investigate. No. Also, on the other side, have you seen an official of Maui talking about this? The mayor,
no.
The FEMA responsible, the governor, someone talking about this, recognize this.
No,
they're
all covering their own ass. And you know, Jean-Luc, I just want to bring something up that was very blatant to me, and you could probably appreciate or agree with this, I hope. But we both experienced that with these hurricanes. I'm sitting here watching the television and watching the fire chiefs, oh, we're shutting down this road or we're shutting down this, and after 6 p.m. you can't leave your house, and after this you're forced evacuations, and after this you're whatever. And I'm sitting there listening to these people with these microphones and these cameras that are like celebrities that are telling me what I can or cannot do to save the lives or protect the lives or property of mine. So I'm going to use one example relative to what you had mentioned. I saw an interview with a woman, a mom in Hawaii, who said she knew her son, 14 years old, was home from school and in the house. So she tried to get in, and the government or the police told her she can't. And she says, it's my son. I have to get in. I have to make sure he's okay. And she tried to get around barriers. And every time she did, the police got her and said, you can't get in. But it's my son. And she finally got around some guys. She was on, like, the block where her house was or something, and the fire department or whoever it was said to her, we've been through the houses. Your son is not there. And she said, okay. And guess what? After 2 days of being stranded on the beach, not being able to get into the community, she finally broke through, went to her home to find her son burnt, holding his dog in his bedroom.
Oh,
and Jean-Luc, everybody told her, you can't, you can't, you can't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Who are you people to tell me that my most prized or cherished possessions, live or dead, I can't? Fuck off. Mm.
It's what I said at the beginning. This is horrible. This is an horrible, horrible story. But you have many horrible stories who happened.
Oh, it's going to be,
Jean-Luc,
it's gonna be thousands of stories.
The Democrat government, if you look, the common denominator is what we find. I never hear a story like this or like many other stories under Trump when he was president. They say many people criticize Trump for this, for that. Not everything is okay with him. Okay, I didn't agree 100%. First, I was thinking about this few days ago. It's very, 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 very difficult, and I don't think I have agree with someone and 100% to find one person. Maybe one. During my 72 years life, maybe one or two person I was agreeing 100%, because each time I remember what my spiritual mentor, each time I was taking something and practicing something, I find some result, and the result you already write on a book, you know. But it's maybe the only one, but it's very difficult to agree with someone 100%. With Trump, I agree with maybe 80-90% of what he has done, but not everything, because I didn't agree when he pushed the vaccine, when he took money from Pfizer or something like this. But I agree with when I was going to the gas pump to pay $2.50, and now I pay $5.50 in California. I was agreeing with the fact he never created a war somewhere, and bringing this soldier back in the country. All of this, and what happened here in Maui, back to Maui, what happened here is a total covert from the government. And this needs to be investigated, and this is not something happened in a free society. Okay? Because
right.
In a free society, when something happens, we need to investigate, and we need to know what happened, and some people are responsible. Why do they stop people going out of this area? And they block the street. Why the water supply was shutting down? Why?
You know,
when they spoke to
the guy about the water supply, he was worried about, because fresh water is a precious element on an island in the middle of the ocean. He was worried about water equity. Like making sure
mm-hmm.
that water was shared equally. So he was basically saying certain people won't be able to have the water that were given to fight these fires. So he made this is what I mean by incompetence or wokeness.
Yeah.
He made the decision that he wasn't going to give water to the people to fight the fires, because the fire hydrants and the firemen ran out of water. He wasn't going to do that because of water equity. Could you imagine that, Jean-Luc? Could you imagine thinking about water?
No, I have difficulty, Peter. Like I say, I have difficulty to imagine the stupidity of people. I have difficulty because if he was me, we use everything we can to stop this and to save people's life. So it's my philosophy: save people's life. If you have someone in danger, what needs to be done and what the possibility you have, you use it, you know. But incompetent people at some key position, and you have a big mess after. But the big mess and put some people who are dying. It is and now they cover up all of this, which is not okay.
Yep. Well, now you're going to see the cover up because the lawyers run the world. So the lawyers run the world, and obviously no one's going to admit to anything because there's going to be lawsuits. So lawyers fuck up everything. So the reality is that the lawyers are going to say to the government people, you better not admit to anything, because if you do, you're going to open up even more lawsuits. And the other lawyers are saying, oh, good, open up more lawsuits. We're lawyers, man. We charge a lot of money because we're worth it. And we have this whole microcosm of our own economy. Talking about your own economy. They have their own microcosm of their own economy where they just enrich themselves. They disgorge themselves as a result of all these types of issues. So the reality is lawyers fuck it up. So besides incompetent people, besides selfish people, then you have incompetent selfish people or very competent selfish people that are now the attorneys. And they're going to be sucking up the money from legal things forever. Now, who loses? The family. Now, we're going to wrap this up, and I'd like to continue this. Maybe
yeah,
next
but
week.
When you lose someone in your family, you say he's done. He's not here. He's not here anymore. At least the body is not here. The spirit can come back. But you know, talking about this, many things are covered now by this government. Diane, we counted just 2 days ago. She said 15 people who died from the jab from her family. 15. We have 15 now. The direct people, and you know now some people who still have land or I don't think they have a house anymore, but land, now they are evicted for some promoter to take the land to rebuild something. And you know what Joe Biden has done? They offer per household $700.
Yeah.
Per household. $700.
I know. Per, if it was per, if it was per person per day, it wouldn't be enough. And they did it per household one time.
Yeah. Per person per day, I completely agree with you. Per person per day, it would not be enough. But it's per household, $700. On the other side, we have given 200. I think we are now around, I say, because I don't follow the number every day, and it changes every day, he have offered $200 billion to fight against Russia. Because the fight in Ukraine is U.S. against Russia. And I'm pretty sure if they go directly in a war, U.S. will lose. On the other side, he also planned to have 42 million to create a new city for illegal immigrants. But for people on Maui, $700. They are also.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
But this is insane. Insane government done insane stuff. The conspiracy theory is, some people say, oh, yeah, you are a conspiracy theorist. And they say, conspiracy theorist is all the time. And what, if you are inside and you know exactly what happened, what you see in a movie or you read on a book is something you have maybe 1 or 2 tenths of the complete story, because when you have the whole story, it's horrible. One stupid stuff I want to say before we close this radio show. You know, donut shop name rhymes.
No.
R-I-M-E-S rhymes. Donut shop in San Francisco refused to serve cops. Do you know why?
No.
Because they are wearing a gun.
Oh, they refuse to serve cops. Are you kidding me?
Cops.
Because they're wearing a gun.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, because they say we have a gun law is for everyone, and the cops show up at the shop and they say, no, we cannot serve you because you wear a gun. So this level of stupidity in San Francisco, I think is maybe the capital of the stupidity, San Francisco.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Well, I'd like to explore this a little bit further, but there's one thing that I'm going to reference. I was watching Glenn Beck. He was interviewing a reporter that Glenn Beck from
Very
Hawaii.
Interesting guy. Very interesting
yep.
guy.
And he brought up one point that a lot of people aren't thinking about, and I know I wasn't thinking about that as well because I don't live there. And he says, you know, why aren't there people, like, beating down the doors about these 1,000 people that are missing and these hundreds of kids that are missing? And he said, it's really simple. The whole family died. The mom and the dad and the three kids died in the car. And the grandma died in the ocean. And the aunts died in their homes. Who's left to complain? They're all dead. They're all dead. And you start to think about that, Jean-Luc, and you'd say, you know, the evil is just unspeakable. The level of incompetence is unspeakable. And then you hear that the police shut down the road exiting the place because there was a live electric wire. And he wouldn't let people out.
They asked people to return to the fire.
Yes. And then you'd say the level of government, if you let the government control your life, I mean, this is the ultimate in this definition. If you let the government or anybody else control your life, holy cow.
You're dead.
Like,
you're dead. I hear someone, I think it's Macadam, he say, if you obey, you're dead. If you want to be alive, please obey. And French people, we are very good for that, I will say. To disobey, because each time we have something is not correct, boom, we have a demonstration on the street or something, and we have plenty of them. But don't obey. If something didn't make sense, you grab the jab, boom, you have 15 people and your family is dead like Diane. You're dead yourself. You obey to the guy, you say, no, you need to return when you have the fire, you're dead.
Right.
Don't obey the government. Many of these people at the government are no responsible and they are stupid because I don't know what is the level. I don't even know if you have an IQ test to be part of the government. What I know is the top level of government never learn how to govern a country, a state, a region, and they always go here to be to have some benefits other people don't have, to have some advantage people don't have, and they are here for many, 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 many years. Have you seen Mitch McConnell, the condition of this guy, and he's still on the Senate, and
Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell. Okay.
And he controls things. The problem is he's not just an old man that freezes. He's controlling things. Like, he controls what happens with the government. It's insane. It's a sick world. You know, Jean-Luc, we should wrap this up only because it's already past our time. But one last note.
Always.
You know, yeah, like always. Like, I'll use as an example. If they're a politician, I'm going to use Vivek Ramaswamy. They've been bought and sold. So I'm going to throw Ron DeSantis under the bus, although I think he probably did a pretty good job handling the hurricane in Florida recently. But the electric companies donated something like $9 million to his campaign, and he just okayed a 20% a 20% rate hike in the utility bill. So you say, okay, yeah, Ron DeSantis, you're a great politician. That's what people say. You kept Florida going. But you sold us fucking out because my electricity bill was going up already, and now it's going to be another 20% on top of that because you needed a $9 million political donation?
Yeah.
It's all fucked
exactly.
up. It's all screwed up, Jean-Luc. They're all corrupt at every level.
Ron DeSantis, I don't know why Ron DeSantis tried to run for president because I think he has 26-28% of vote. He will be better if he stay as a governor of Florida and continue what he was doing. He was good as a governor. Maybe he can do more than what he has done because I don't think everything was completely at the top in Florida. And maybe in 4 years, maybe to... Oh, it's raining. Okay, we have the rain now. It starts raining tonight. Maybe Hillary coming back. Who knows?
yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. Anyway. Okay, we can talk. Obviously, we can talk about this for a long time. Let's wrap it up, and we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio, and let's continue this, Jean-Luc. We'll have some stories.
What I want to say to conclude, Peter, is when life is at stake, this is a shame. Really, really, and especially the kids, because the kids they are here, they are in the family, they didn't know exactly what happened, and letting the kids burning alive, I have difficulty to imagine that. It pissed me off to see some stuff like this.
Okay. There's no words. Anyway, we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.